Well, this morning I'm happy to be joined by Pete Stoughton, head coach of the Park City Schools mountain bike team. Coach Pete, thanks for joining us this morning on the Skinny on Sports.
Thanks, Coach Skinner.
First off, let's just find out a little bit about what the mountain bike team is. You know, so tell us, I mean, is this a club team? Is it a school team? How does this all work?
Yeah, it's a great question. Learning about mountain biking here in Park City is pretty exciting. We live in one of the capitals for mountain biking in the world. And so several years ago, back in 2011 or 12, there was a new league that was created in Utah, and it was the Utah NICA High School League. And so we started a team here in Park City, and it's a high school team, but it is not high school like USHAA affiliated. So it's not a high school team in the regards of like football.
It's not a school sanctioned team necessarily, right?
Correct.
Okay.
But we have a great relationship with the high school. They were one of the few schools in Utah that offer the ability to give our students who are in high school varsity letters, high school elective credit. And the school does a great job, the school district does a great job with recognizing our student athletes.
Yeah, and I see you wear the minor logos, everything.
Correct.
You know, so it's basically Park City High School without necessarily being sanctioned or, like you said, a UHSAA or
how. Correct.
What's the kind of number of athletes you have and things like that?
Yeah, we just broke our record this year. Our previous record was 240 athletes.
240. And this is boys and girls?
Boys and girls, grades 7th through 12th, and about 100 or so are in the 7th, 8th grade, and about 140 plus are in the high school. So we just broke our record from last year, 240 athletes. We're now at 242. We're towards the end of our registration. So if you are interested in riding with the team, you do have to reach out to us pretty quickly. We're closing registration.
And it's boys and girls. So what kind of breakdown do you have there?
So 40%, 40 plus percent of our team is young ladies.
Nice.
And, you know, one of the things, the team is tired of hearing me say this, but if and when we win state championships, the major reason that we win state championships is because of the women. Because of our female riders.
Dominant on the girls' side.
Dominant. They are. We have strong, great boys, too, but really it is all about, for Park City, fast girls. They are really pretty impressive.
Well, I was looking on the website, and you have something called GRIT. That's mm-hmm. like girls riding together or something like that. Can you
Correct.
Tell me a little bit more about that?
Yeah. So it's actually a league initiative, and we try to encourage GRIT activities where girls are riding together. They'll get together, and 2 weeks ago, I think it was, they got together and went over to Paint Fusion, and they did some time together painting pottery and having fun. So we do a lot of intentional female-specific rides and activities. And this year is one of our first years. I'm really excited. We're going to have a female-only squad. So that means about 30 to 40 girls are going to be on the trails together with no boys. So it'll just be girls.
Okay.
And they are so excited. We've gotten so much feedback from the girls that they're the 7th, 8th grade girls. They're so excited.
Tell me about practices. Where do you practice? And actually, where do you compete as well?
Right. So practices. We have, with 240 plus riders, it is really hard. You do not want us all at the same place. No one does. We don't. It's really, really hard to do that. So we break up into 7 teams within, or what we call them, squads. And we have parent coach volunteers, and they help, and I work with them to place them around Park City. And we try to spread love because it's really hard. We impact a lot of trails.
I believe it. So take me to race day. What is a race? So, I mean, are you on single track trails and trying to pass people, or is this just a timed event?
So most of our kids are racing on a single track course that has sections of double track. And a lot of these courses are designed by the league. So the league will find a site where they can do a trail that's about 4 to 6 miles long with no more than 500 feet of elevation gain. That is technical, but also simple enough that kids of all abilities could ride it. And then based on the category they're in, some kids will just do one lap. some kids will do 4 laps. So some kids will race anywhere from 4 to 6 miles, while other kids could be racing 20 to 24 miles. And that's quite a long course.
Yeah. And okay, so you are racing somebody, so you're the double track places, that's where you pass.
Correct. Yeah. And so there are 7,500 kids in the high school league. We have one of the larger teams, and we will race in a region, and we'll race about 1,100 to 1,500 other kids at a location.
What are some typical places that you guys go to each year?
Our first one is in August, and we get to keep it close to home. It's the first week that school starts. I believe it's the 22nd, so we're going to be at Soldier Hollow.
Nice.
The kids love Soldier Hollow. It's super fun. It's in our backyard. We don't have to travel too far to it, which is nice. Our second race, about 2 weeks later, is over in Eagle Mountain. That's over in Salt Lake, kind of near the point of the mountain, which is a little bit flatter course, desert kind of feel. And then some new courses this year. We have Moab. They're building a new course in Moab, and all of our families are very excited to see what that course will look like. We've had a couple people ride on it, but we're getting beta on that one. And then our last one is Cedar City for our region. And then, drum roll please, we get to go to St. George again for state championships, nice. Which is a really great place to race. We don't have to worry about snow, which we've had to worry about.
You mentioned first week of school is like the first race, so I guess you're practicing all summer.
That's correct.
And the season goes how long?
The season starts officially June 1st. We're going to have our first ride from the high school there on June 1st. And then we end, I used to say, towards the end of October, but there is a new additional race for some of the kids called regionals. So we will go all the way through mid-November.
So how do interested athletes get involved in this?
Yeah, so first and foremost, check out our website. Just Google Park City High School Mountain Bike Team, and you'll find our website. It's pretty easy to find. Reach out. There's a contact us link, and you can reach out to us there. Or you can email me, parkcitymtb@gmail.com. And we do have about a week or so before kids can't register anymore. So if you have a kid who is interested in biking, again, they don't have to be fast. That's really important. We've got kids who literally have never been on a bike to really high-level riders, which is all that is its own challenge.
So mountain biking can be expensive. So what do we do for costs? You know, kids are supplying their own gear and things like that.
Correct.
So what about these others that are needing some assistance doing that?
Right. So we have about 10% of our team is on scholarships. And we work really closely with the Park City Community Foundation and Youth United. They've been a great partner. And we've had a couple of our team members, Heather Sims. We've got a great group of parents who are really passionate about making sure that this is accessible. We have scholarships available all the way from full scholarships to partial scholarships. So if there's a family in need or doesn't even have a bike, you know, we can help them out. The bike swap is a great place. We get bikes for kids.
Well, that's exactly where I was going to go next. You got a fundraiser coming up. It's the annual bike swap. That's a big deal here in Park City.
It is.
So tell us about this year's bike swap.
So this year's bike swap, we had to change venues. We're going to have the bike swap at Park City High School. Park City High School is kind of busy in the spring. We got lots of stuff going on there. So we had to wait. We had to push the swap to the end of May, which was hard because a lot of people are buying and selling bikes early on. But our bike swap is May 30th and 31st over at Park City High School. And we've got lots of people who've already been dropping off bikes. They shouldn't be. They've been donating bikes at my house. They're like, here, I don't want to deal with the sale. You just take whatever. Yeah. But most people are going to drop off the Thursday, Friday before the swap so that they can put it in the real system.
So this is an annual fundraiser. So this is going towards those scholarships?
Correct. Yes. Awesome. We use all those funds to help our overhead costs, but a lot of it goes to scholarships and making sure we can provide a really great experience for all the kids.
Awesome. So if people want to participate, again, go to the website. It's pchsmtb.com. And there is something they can click on there to get more information about the bike swap itself.
Correct.
and how to participate.
Correct. Yeah. Okay. And they can learn about the team.
So. Awesome. Well, what else would you like to mention?
Well, I want to make sure everybody knows, like, and I think I've mentioned this a couple times, that this is a really welcoming and inclusive team. We're really built on having a great culture, and we love all sorts of kids, anywhere from the Haley Battens of the world to brand new riders who've never ridden. There's a really great article I think you guys or one of the other outlets did on one of our riders last year, Sarah, who had never ridden before, and it's really exciting that we cover the gamut. With that being said, it's really, really hard, and we couldn't do it without all the parents and community members. We have a lot of community members who want to work with kids, who want to ride. Also, they want to train themselves, and they have the right heart and mentality. So we're always looking for good coaches and good volunteers who want to go out and ride and learn, you know, with kids. So whether they're really good riders or brand new riders, it's really fun to have those parents out there.
Excellent. Well, Coach Pete Stoughton of the Park City Mountain Biking Team, thanks for joining us this morning on the Skinny on Sports, and we wish you continued success.
Thank you so much for having us here.